Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It took so long to change my mind. I thought the love was a game.
Little 38 special bringing us back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'm Jim Blasingame. Rich Galen is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, publisher, author, and the thought leader, the genius behind Mullings.com. And Mullings is his cyber column, thrice weekly, right? Right, Rich?
3 times a week, yeah.
Yeah, and
is that the same thing?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I have a little more of a high tone program here, Rich.
You absolutely do.
So, by the way, you were just recently on a trip, right? I meant to ask you about that. You went to
Ghana. Yeah, in Western Africa.
And what were you doing there?
With the One campaign, Bono's thing. They advocate for aid for mostly for Africa.
Right.
What I did, they asked me to come over and help publicize the fact that Ghana was introducing 2 new vaccines for young children under 5,
mm-hmm.
One to prevent diarrhea, the other to prevent pneumonia. They're very proud of the fact that they have – Ghana's a pretty sophisticated country, but they have really moved ahead with childhood vaccines, and the fact that they were introducing two new drugs at the same time is a pretty big deal.
Well, the reason why I wanted to bring this up was, folks, was to compliment you, Rich. I know of so many times you've been asked to go when the tsunami hits in South Asia, you were invited to go and help out with that. I know you've gone to elections in Afghanistan and other places to be an observer. So, folks, this is the kind of guy, this kind of a global servant that Rich is. And Rich, I just want to congratulate you and thank you for that.
That's very sweet. Thanks,
yeah.
Jim.
I mean that. I wanted my folks to know about that. He's not just one of those mean old right wing spin to the right Republicans, right?
I can be
part of the right wing. What is it? Right wing conspiracy.
Vast right wing conspiracy.
Vast. Yeah, he's not that big, folks. He's not that vast. Okay, talk to us about the election. How are things shaping up? I just as a way of reporting, President Obama didn't have a good week this week.
No, he had a really kind of bad week between Biden forcing him into making a decision on gay marriage that he didn't want to have to at least publicly disclose. He kicked off his campaign in Columbus, Ohio, to a hall that was not filled, although there were 14,000 people there.
Awkward.
The press conference on the 4,000 empty seats, and that's advanced 101. Get a smaller hall.
Yeah,
and then
when the cameras showed it, they got real indignant about that, didn't they?
Yeah, that's right. It was just one thing after another, and the unemployment numbers were not good.
Yeah,
and so it's just there were a lot of headwinds to it in Obama. Re-election, we'll see whether or not.
And then there was the Joe bomb. Did you mention the Joe bomb?
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, the Joe bomb where he. That's what I said that Obama,
Joe Biden came up with his let everybody know what his ideas on gay marriage, which basically required President Obama to come out in a time when he really didn't want to discuss that. Did he?
He didn't. Yeah, that's right. And it's a tough political issue for him because he's. He was the darling of the left when he was elected, as somebody else wrote.
Yeah.
He was elected on it was a crusade, and now it's just a campaign. And he finds himself at odds with one pretty much all the time with one of his base vote groups,
yeah.
Whether it's blacks or unions or greens or whatever. And this is just another example of having to make a choice that he didn't want to have to publicly make.
Right. Well, he's got a patchwork quilt of constituents, doesn't he?
Yeah, and there's a real enthusiasm gap from 4 years ago to now. I mean, one of the issues with the unemployment is that half of recent college graduates don't have jobs,
mm-hmm.
And unemployment amongst teenagers is
and almost 100% of them have big student loan debt.
College loans, yeah,
yeah,
exactly right, and they're living. They're living with their folks. I mean, mm-hmm. and that's a huge part of his.
And it's hard to get out there and talk about nuanced policy when the abrupt, rude reality of no job is what people are thinking about right now.
That's right. And the only way to get a job is to spend another 2 years getting an MBA or some advanced degree. Right. Add another $50,000 to a student loan.
So it'll be just like a volleyball match, folks. Or the momentum will go back and forth. But this week, you'd have to say advantage Romney, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think that's probably right, and I think the polls show that. Although we know that polls this far out are useless, but at least it tells you what the current state of play is.
But you'll continue to keep us updated on this, and thank you for this visit today. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, my friend.
Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I will be too, not today, tomorrow. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.